We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Taruvos, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Dalet. V'alkein be'emes inyan ze lekarev nefoshes l'Hashem Yisborach hu davar koshe v'koved ma'oid. Based on what we're discussing here, Rav Nosson says, that's why the truth is that this issue of bringing people close to Hashem is something very difficult and heavy. However, even though it's difficult, it's still something that a person must do, must be involved in. Because it's an obligation for every single Yid to be involved in this, to be involved in being mekarev people to avodas Hashem. As is written in the Torah, Ki Menachmim Yenagim, Shekol Odom Mechuyev Lasik Baze, that every single Jew is obligated to be involved in this. Ki Zeo Bechinas Yishuv Ho'olam. This is the concept of settling the world. Sheyiye Ho'olam Miyushuv Mibnei Odom, Shehim Bnei Dei Amitis, that the world should be inhabited by people. When we use the term people, we're talking about Bnei Dei Amitis, people who have real das, which is lo das es Hashem, which means they believe in Hashem, they recognize Hashem, ulohitzion me'avoinos, and to take those people out of sin. That's something that every single Jew is obligated to be involved in. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Zion and Chelek Beis of Likut Imran. Avul mi hu ze sheyeda eich lehisnaik boze. Listen to Rav Nosson Zal's words now. But who, which person knows how to go about this? Ve'esmi lekarev, esmi sheloi lekarev, which person to try to bring close, and which person you're not supposed to try to bring close? Alkein, therefore, ein koichenu elo bapeh. Our power, our strength is only in our mouth, meaning tefila. The only thing we can do is really, really pray to Hashem. V'ze bechinas goydel ho'azchoro shehizhironu admorzal lasois mihatoros tfilois. And this takes us into the super warning that Rabbeinu Zal warned us to make sure to turn all of our Torah into tefillah. Whatever we learn, to make tefillah from it. Ki kol hatikunim v'hadrochim v'ho'etzois ha'ne'morim b'chol Torah v'Torah, koshe lovoy aleim. Because all the different tikunim and paths in serving Hashem and the advice that Rabbeinu Zal gives us in each and every single chapter in Likutei Moran is very difficult to fulfill. Kiim al yedei tfila v'tachnunim. Unless a person is really mispalel, they beg Hashem, help me to understand it correctly. Show me how to apply it. Show me how to fulfill the advice that's written here. Show me how to follow the drachim that are described here. Ki af al pi shenemar b'chol Torah eitzos gedolos v'amukos, because even though in each and every single chapter of Likutei Moran there are tremendous eitzos, there's incredible, deep, profound advice to help a person. Afal Pikein, despite that, gam ho'etza bi'atzmo koshel akayim. In many cases, the advice itself is difficult to fulfill. So you gave me advice, but the advice itself is hard for me to fulfill, so what do I do? Alkein tzrichen lasois mihatoirois tfilois. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal taught us this secret, this path in serving Hashem, where whatever you learn, you make a tefillah from it. Lehispalel Hashem Yisporach lizkois leilech ulekayim kol hadrochem v'hoetzois shebechol Torah, to beg Hashem that Hashem should give me the privilege to go in that path and to fulfill all the advice that's found in each and every single chapter. Ubifrat, especially beinyan ze shel heichal hakodesh, regarding our topic, which is building this holy palace for Hashem. Dehainu lekarev nefoshos l'Hashem Yisborach, meaning bringing people who are far from Hashem, trying to bring them close to Hashem. Shekol mi sheroitze lehiskarev l'Hashem Yisborach be'emes, because any Jew who really wants to come close to Hashem, mechuyev la'asoik boze kefi madregosoi v'kanal, must be involved in this issue of bringing others coming close to Hashem on your level. Notice, each and every person has to be involved in this project on his level to facilitate it, to make it happen. One person does it with his shiurim of Torah. Another person does it with his money, building a yeshiva for it. A third person does it providing the cookies and cake for it. Each and every person, you know, on their level, trying to bring others close to Hashem. Aval ho'inyin koshe ma'oid. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, this item is very difficult. Ki tzrichin loze eish hamishpot lahachmiya hora shebanefoshois. Because as we mentioned earlier, it requires having that fire of mishpot to burn away, to destroy the ra, the evil, the negativity that's found in these souls who are distant from Hashem. Shelo yazik lo yehora shelohem, so that their evil shouldn't harm the person who's trying to bring them close. The Torah gives us so many warnings of stay away from a bad neighbor, stay away from a Rosha, don't look at him, don't talk to him, etc. How am I supposed to take a person who's far from Hashem, who's not keeping Shabbos, not keeping kosher, and try to bring him close to Hashem? In order to do that, I have to befriend him. And in befriending him, who knows what kind of jeopardy I'm putting myself into? Who knows if there's enough power in my eish, hamishpot, in my justice, in my judgment, in my fire, to be able to do away with that person's ra? Vegam ulai heme horishoim she'osur lekarvan. Then comes the other question, maybe these people are part of the category of Rishoim whom you're not allowed to bring close. Ki ein hamishpot mo Elohim, because mishpot will not help. They're so successful, they're on such a high right now, that your mishpot, the fact that you're involved in mishpot and having exploited this and checking yourself and analyzing your deeds all the time and everything, it's not strong enough to be able to be machnia vera. Alkein tzrichin lasois mehatoiro tfila. Therefore, it's so important for a person to take the Torahs of Rabbeinu Zal and make tfila from it. Ulevake shalze, especially this Torah, especially chapter 59 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph that deals with this. Ulevake shalze ma'oid me'Hashem Yisborach, and to beg Hashem a lot for this item, sheyitein loy koyach lo'erer eish hamishpot kanal, that Hashem should give me the power to turn on a fire of mishpot, levatel hora shelohem, that I should be able to help eliminate their ra, vegam sheyeda esmi lekarev esmi lerachiv kanal, and also that Hashem should give me the wisdom, the clarity, to be able to know who to be makarev and who to be merachik, who to bring close and who not to bring close. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'omar David tachas ahavosi yistenuni va'ani sfila. This is tied into what Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuftes. In exchange for my love, they hated me. Yistenuni va'ani tfila. And what's my response? Tfila. Hainu, she'ani oyhevoisom bi'ahavo amitis v'nitzchis. I love them with true eternal love. Ki ani mishtadel b'chol koichi lekarvam l'Hashem Yisborach b'emes. Because I try with every ounce of effort that I possibly can to bring them close to Hashem. V'heim, and they, these people whom I'm trying to bring close to Hashem, lo yidai she'enom chafetzim bebrocha v'toiva. It's not enough that they don't want blessing. They're not looking for good. Lehiskarev lechayim hamitim, to be zecher, to come close to their true life, to really fulfill the meaning of true living. Af gam tachas ahavosi yistenuni. Not only that, but in exchange for my love, they go against me. And they rise up against me to swallow me up without any justification. Ukamay shekosov mikoidem, as the pasuk says before that, kifi rosho ufi mirmo olai pasachu, they opened up a mouth of a rosha and a mouth of a falsehood against me, vayilochamuni chinam, and they've battled against me for nothing. I didn't do anything at all against them. Valzet soyek David, and about this, David HaMelech cries out, Tachas ahavosi yistinuni, in exchange for my love, they go against me. V'kanal, as we said before, v'ani tfilo. And what do? I daven. Ki ani eini yodea ma lasos neged zeh, because I really don't know what to do about this. Rak v'ani tefila. My only etzah, the only thing I can do is be mispalel. Ani tomid emoid al mishmarti lehispalel ulischanin l'Hashem Yisborach. I will remain firm in my place to daven t'Hashem and to plead with Hashem. Sheyilamdeni v'yoreini eich lehisnaheg bo'ifen she'notzel mehem. That Hashem should teach me and guide me how to behave in order that I should be saved from their wrath. And I should be zeched to bring close those who are worthy, those who are qualified to be brought close, and to distance whoever is supposed to be distanced. As the pasuk says in Kapitel Ayin Aleph, Va'ani tomid ayachel, I will always daven tashem, V'hoisafti al kol tilosecha, and I will add to all of your praises. I'll keep praising you. I'll keep davening to you. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, when he was involved in Kiruv, one of the things he would tell people sometimes is, when you're going to throw rocks at me, please throw small ones. And that was a very, very painful statement. That was a very rough statement to say to a person who loved him, who appreciated him, who felt that Rav Rosenfeld had done so much for him, and this person could never imagine that there would ever come a time or a circumstance that would ever get him to turn against Rav Rosenfeld, to turn against, to bite the hand that feeds you. And yet we know we have these expressions. These are standard expressions in our language. Bite the hand that feeds you. Where does that come from? The answer is that this world is such a topsy-turvy place. The Yetzer Hara is so good at what he does. He's so shrewd that he can turn bad into good and good into bad. He can take a person's best friend and make that person appear to be their enemy, where the person goes against them and they hate all kinds of things, not recognizing that, what are you doing? This person helped you in such a big way. This person gave you the most important thing in your life. They gave you your faith in Hashem, your faith in Tzaddikim, and other good things. How could you turn against such a person? No matter what they did, no matter what they said to you, But the Yetzer Hara is a mumcha at trying to make machloikis, especially between a person who's involved in Kiruv and the ones whom he's being makariv. If a person knows about this, if a person is told about this in advance, they can be mispalel. Hashem, I beg of you, help me. I shouldn't lose sight. I shouldn't be blinded by the Yetzer Hara. I should be able to see which way is up and which way is down. I should be able to know who my true friends are and never, ever be able to be turned against them, chas v'shalom. By Rav Nosson Zal, we have the famous story, the incredible, horrific suffering that he went through in his life from opponents, and it was initiated, a lot of it was initiated by a person whom he helped in the most incredible way possible. This person who was wealthy and who had a certain kesher to Rabbeinu Zal, and at one point in time, and the person was married for years, never had children, and Rabbeinu Zal had said something to him once about it, and Rabbeinu Zal said to Rav Nosson Zal before he passed away, make sure you tell him that if he wants children, he has to divorce his wife and remarry, and then he'll be able to have kids. And sure enough, Rav Nosson Zal did do this, and he convinced the person, and the person went ahead and got divorced, an amicable divorce, without any negative feelings, remarried and had a baby. And a person would say that this person was so indebted to Rav Nosson Zal, so appreciative and everything, And this person ended up, due to ridiculous circumstances, ended up turning against him and causing him all kinds of horrific grief and suffering. And this, I've heard this. I heard it from Rav Rosenfeld, Zechar Levracha, and I heard it from other rabbis in Breslov who mentioned this point, that unfortunately this is something that's a norm. As ridiculous as it sounds, that a person whom you who you invest tens or hundreds of hours trying to help the person, how could it be? How could it be that that person should turn against you? How could it be that that person should want to hurt you? You know, chas v'shalom. And yet, this is the topsy-turvy world that we live in. And Dovra HaMelech writes, tachas avosi yistununi, those words. Those words are so special because, again, people use that word friend very loosely. Oh, this is he's my best friend, she's my best friend, that kind of expression. People don't know that the word friend, real friend, is a person who helps you, who brings you to Olam Haba. That's the real friend. A person where the friendship is nitzchi, not a person who gives you something that lasts you a day or a week or a month or a year, but somebody who gives you something eternal. He gives you a way, he helps you come close to Hashem, he helps strengthen your emunah in Hashem, your emunah tzadikim. That's real friendship.